Let's start with page Lamed Beis Omid Aleph, where it says on the top, Perek Shvi, we are going to learn now L'Zecher U'Le'ili Nishmas, the father-in-law of Rabbi Michal Miller. His name is Rav Meir Ben Yisrael Yosef. May his neshama have an aliyah. Today is his yard site. What's his last name? Feinstock?
Feinstein.
Feinstein. He's related to Rav Moshe Feinstein?
No.
Okay. May his neshama Meir Ben Yisrael Yosef. Le'ili neshmasai. Okay, let's start where it says Daf Lamed Beis Lamed Beis Tefila B'Losh Nakodesh. Let's try to go through some of these things. There are some nice things here on these two handouts. Kosaf Hamagin Avram B'Shem Ha'asem Amaros She'Adam She'Enoi Mevin Loshon Hakodesh Mutav She'Yispalel B'Loshon She'Mevin V'Hevi She'Kein Kosaf B'Sever HaChasidim. If a person does not know Loshon Hakodesh, so you can be mispalel to Hashem in any language that you understand. Now he elaborates. B'Inyan Zeh. Kosav Hayaroi Stavash of Yedis and Ibishitz. Yere Bechol Yoim Lispalel the Dover Malit Sorchoi Kifi His Chadshus Chadoshim Labakurm. Every single day a person should express a personal prayer in addition to what you say in the Nusach HaTfilah. Besides what you say, you read the Shemona Esra and you read all the, you read what it says in the Siddur. A person at some point in time during the day should just talk to Hashem. Today you don't have to be embarrassed. It used to be years ago, if you talk to yourself, people think you're crazy. Today, so then it used to be at least you have to have something, you know, put something to your ear, cell phone. Today, Bluetooth, it's not uncommon to walk in the street. I see this all the time. People are talking to themselves.
When the first cell phones came out,
yeah,
the guy walking down the street, he says, now they don't think I'm crazy.
Okay, it's not uncommon. So you can talk because people think you have Bluetooth. So you're talking on the phone. You see this all the time. All the time you see this. And therefore, it's not so you can talk to Hashem. You can talk to Hashem and you can say, there was a website. It's a dirty website. I was shocked to see some of the things they have. We're overheard in New York. I once heard this on the radio, so I went to go look at the website that people, they actually post online. You're sitting in the subway, you hear people talk, you overhear conversations, people on the cell phones. So you can go and you hear the most bizarre things. So people make a hobby out of this by posting online the funny things people say, you hear them say in public on this. But it's not kedai to go there because some of the things that people post are very...
Hello, how are you?
Fine. Okay, so it's kedai for a person to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu every single day in your native language, in English, Yiddish, French, Japanese, and talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'nin zeh kasa yarisvash b'yir b'chol yom l'spalol, in the second paragraph, b'chol yom d'var ma, l'tzarchoy kefi haschadshus chadoshim labikarim, based upon current events. You can read current events and you can strike up a conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mochar al hatzlocha b'toyra, and the next day you can ask Hashem for success in learning, chodoyim l'fi mikarim ha-mischadshim, based upon current events. Im bal toyruhu yoyimu b'loshim ivri, v'imlo yoyim b'loshim dabri yishtviish k'loshim, if you know how to speak Hebrew, so speak to Hashem in Hebrew. And if you do not know, there's no harm speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in any language that you are comfortable in. V'chein yispalel mikira yislima, from the depth of your heart, v'zei yaseh mida yom yom, every single day a person just talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yafal pichein yod, v'yafal pichein, Yotso Yidei Tfila, even though you're speaking in a different language, it's okay, you fulfill the requirement of prayer. The Yishma Hashem Bikoroi Elov, Hashem hears what you say. The Hativ Asher Diber, and what you speak is good. The Asher Misha Mispalu Loshna Ivri Shu Loshan Kodesh, Kia Loshan Misugeles. If you can speak in Hebrew, Matheva, fortunate are you, Ashrei, fortunate are you if you can speak in Hebrew, because that is the best language.
How about on Shabbos?
Same thing, Shabbos, some people only speak Hebrew on Shabbos.
No, but to ask Bakoshes.
Oh, so then on Shabbos we generally do not ask Bakoshes unless it's an emergency. Fine. Ukvar Omru, Ein Malachi Hashares Nizkokin Leloshna Cheres. There's a Chazal that Malachi Hashares, we do not know what this means, but we have Emuna that the Malachi Hashares assist in bringing our prayers before Hashem, And if our prayers are in Hebrew, it makes their job that much easier. Fine. Omnam.
Any other language?
Only Hebrew. Omnam b'shut chasam soifer chasav she'af al pishem espal b'l'choloshen shuv shomem mubevi yitzei mikol makom inlem espal inkiim b'loshen hakodesh tafka. So as the theme of this sefer of the Masifta is, he always likes to present the other side, the sitra achra. He always wants to show the other side. He says that don't get carried with the Aras Dvash. This is a chasam sefer. The chasam sefer disagrees. He holds that when you speak to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, there's only one language. That's Lashon Kodesh. Ve'anoshim hamisnagdim l'zeh k'shem she'roitzim l'hashkiach zichron Yerushalayim ken roitzim l'hashkiach Lashon Kodesh v'Yisrael ken yigalu mizuchus shaloshin l'shoina. Shocking statement. You have to understand it during the time, learning right at the beginning of the Haskalah. The Haskalah, the Chasam Sofer, he already was learning, living at times where people were making trouble. And any people they wanted to, judge people who do not, who want to permit you to speak in languages of the Lashon Kodesh, you have to check them out. Maybe they're trying to forget about the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael. Oid kasav chasam sefer shav shetfila nemeres b'choloshen yisrael roy l'spal b'loshen kodesh arei kein tignu anshe kneses hagadola es atfila b'loshen hakodesh. Now we don't really appreciate the depth of this, because you have to understand that anshe kneses hagadola lived in a time where the common language was Aramaic. And we, when we spend time learning that sefer from Rabbi Klein about Lashon Kodesh, he makes this point. We don't even think about this. We open up the siddurim in Lashon Kodesh. Big deal, Lashon Kodesh. It was a novelty. If the common language of man at that point in time was Aramaic, so why did indeed the Anshei Knesset HaGadola compose the Nusach HaTfila in Lashon Kodesh? No one understood Lashon Kodesh. It was a struggle. It was a struggle, it's a struggle still today for some people, it's a struggle for the average man living at that point in time to really understand what he was saying in davening. You say the Shemona Esra, you go through the 18, 19 brachas, what exactly are you saying? You know that you need an art scroll. The same way today people need an art scroll, they need an interlinear to know the precise translation of every single word. So what were they thinking of the Anshei Knesset HaGadola? Make it easy for people. They made it easy when it came to Yukim Purkin. They made it when they wrote the Talmud, when they wrote the Gemara, it was written in Aramaic. So if the study of Torah was done in Aramaic, so why can't the Nusach HaTfilah have been composed in Aramaic? It was a tremendous chiddush. The answer is the Anshei Knesset HaGadola knew that when you speak to Kadosh Baruch Hu, the language that is miyuchet to communicate is Lashon Kodesh. And even if people do not understand, so let them not understand. Let them struggle. Let them get a Rebbe. In those days, there was no art scroll. It wasn't so easy to find a teacher to teach you the exact translation of the words. It was still Kedai. So if we can learn...
What?
He had to know it by heart. And even so, there was many, many difficulties. There were many difficulties. So if they did, they felt that this was the correct thing to do. So therefore, this is a limud musar for us that we also should struggle to learn and to speak the Kodesh Baruch Hu in L'shoyin HaKodesh. Okay, fine. So, Shari Kain Tiknuch Anshay Nazagdolu as a tefillah B'loshna Kodesh G'shem Shemidaber Imam Melech Bosim Dam Im Medaber Imoel B'loshna Melech. When you speak to a king, you speak in his language. The Af Mamelech made in Sophos, no Sophos. That was the custom in ancient times. Till today, when you go to a foreign country, you speak to the king in their native language, even though the king may be a Chacham and may know many languages. So too, Gam Kain Amadabim Mamelech Melchim Lachim Kalish Baruch Hu Sha'al Sha'al Af Shekadosh Baruch Hu Meivin B'chol Lashon B'chol Makom Lashon Hakadosh Shul Lashon Hakadosh Baruch Hu Midar Bebo Nevi'ov K'mevu B'Ramban. This is the language that the prophet spoke, and therefore the proper thing is to speak the Kodesh Baruch Hu Lashon Hakadosh. Fine. B'charifus Ha'ir Al Zeh Gam B'charifus Ha'ir. It was aroused. Al Zeh Gam Hatiferes Yisrael. Bizmanenu Kamu Mikarov Oyave Chadoshos. There are people that like new to invent new things. Veratzul Yachwil Hispalul Bebeis Hakneset Loshon Ashkenazi. Came German. He's writing in his time. People, there was a movement to translate the Sidur into German, and you should daven in German. The al hachadoshim anu boishim. So the Tiferishim were embarrassed what these people are doing to us. V'lo yehei she'ein b'davar zem v'shum v'chusim lo yilechu. Besides the fact that there should not be an issue of going in the ways of the goyim, in the churches, they probably also prayed in German. V'kol mokom kevan sh'roiv chachmi yisrael heim heim. What?
Originally Latin.
Latin, okay. Yeah. Fine. But they change languages, so he goes on to say, even though the takonos of Klal Yisrael may be forgotten, even though it's not likely. Tzivsa haTorah b'lav loisosur l'shmoya dekoylam. The Torah gave us a mitzvah that you shall not deviate, do not turn away from the command of the Chachamim. Afilu kishayomu al smol shu yimin v'afilu hu mitzvah shleima b'Torah l'spalu b'loshen Ashkenaz yesh koyach b'yad chachme hador l'fi oimed aitam l'fi azman la'akor dov min haTorah b'shev yaltasi kishayisim kein l'migdar mil. So, ve'afilu im heim ha'cholkim aleinu b'zeh talmidei chacham v'tzadikim mikol mokoyim halach rabim v'lechin kol ha'mashana yodei al ha'tachtoina. So it's basically saying over here is to summarize this, the Rabbanon of the generation have issued a statement not to change the language, to retain Lashon HaKodesh. That's what they saw to be the proper way to pray to Hashem. And it says in the Torah, Sosu Mikol Asher Yom Lecha Yomin Usmol. And therefore he warns everyone, don't even dare think of translating your Siddur into German. Yeah.
So I get the impression that the problem is not the language per se, it's change. That's
possible. Or this, whatever it is, he's not really elaborating. He's just saying.
I'm taking a hard line because of the
Chodosh min ha'Torah Osar. Right? The Chassam said, well, the Chassam, you have to know the times. A lot of the Piskei Halacha are a product of the times. Haskalah. During the time of the Chassam Sofer, there was reform. There was.
That's exactly.
The Bima. Today you go to a shul, is the Bima closer to the middle, the front, is a little bit further? No one even thinks. But in his time, that was a major issue. You walk into a shul, if the beam is too close, to the amud, oh, it's a statement. That means you have nitiyas to apikorsis. So today is a dead issue. Who's going to think? That's not the battleground today. That's not the battle. As the Chazon Ish said, that when modern Hebrew once upon a time was the battleground. Today it's a dead issue. No one's becoming apikorsis because he's talking in modern Hebrew. Don't fight about it. It's not kedai to fight about such a thing like that. Speak in modern Hebrew. You can learn in modern Hebrew. It's not the issue. You want to go back 100 years ago. Speaking in modern Hebrew meant you were a maskil. So that was a statement. It's all exactly. Everything depends upon the times. Maybe that's why today we're still davening in Hebrew. I mean, we have all of the translations and we have the transliterations. All right, let's see. Kayotze b'zeh mevur b'bir halacha the mishnevur shekosaf af al pi shemin adin mutar lehispalel b'choloshen heirichu hapoiskin lehichiach she'odif lehispalel b'loshen hakodesh v'yatam ki leshoin hakodesh yesh lois segulois rabois mikol haloshenes v'hu loshen hakodesh, it's holy language she'akodesh baruch hu medar reboi in the view of this prophet. Okay, so the bottom line is, we have over here a long list of poskim that tell us that you should strive to speak to Hashem only in Lashon HaKodesh, but you cannot ignore the fact that the Yaros Tavash says there is no harm in communicating with Kadosh Baruch Hu in any language that you are comfortable with.
At least in theory,
whether he advised that you should. People, you read about this in these books. People write today how to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They advise that you should talk to Hashem. It's a very common technique that many of the Baalei Mussar advise. You should try. Go into a room I've heard this from many speakers, they talk about this. Go into a room where no one sees you, and I talk, have a conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
This voltages, maybe not.
Breslov,
yeah.
But not only Breslov. You don't have to be a Breslova. You don't have to be a Breslova to do this. You can be a Litvak to do this. you go into a room where no one is watching and have a conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You talk to him, tell him your problems, and demand solutions. And when you want to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what in your own language? So then, obviously, you want to speak in a language that you're comfortable with. What do you like? Someone mentioned this to me. The language, someone. That he managed this, so he's not here today. He went away for 2 days. Rabbi Callis. So he said that Rav Simcha Wasserman, what language should you teach children? They would ask. So he said it's a davar pashut. You learn in the language you think. What are you thinking? What language do you think in? Some old timers still think in Yiddish. So if you think in Yiddish,
you think in your language. Think in concept. I don't know. I think this is a philosophical
question.
I think you think in your original language, in other words, your first language.
But some people, when they get older, they're so accustomed to a different language, they start thinking in a different language.
But to continue teaching children,
it's a very powerful point. It's a Freudian slip. Whatever language you think in, That's the language that you're comfortable with.
You can think in more than one language if you train yourself. Like my father,
long time,
was able to. He told me once he was able to think in French.
In French, uh-huh.
He was,
okay.
He knew it so thoroughly.
That's the litmus test.
It took a long time
to train himself to do that.
Okay, an illusion person, a very clever, brilliant person can do anything. Okay, let's go to the next idea.
A long time, it's a change. You changed to teach the language that children would learn. You couldn't teach Yiddish, the kids didn't know Yiddish anymore. Until they changed their ways.
Yeah.
The Yekis do not say any prayers in Aramaic. They don't say Brit Shema. They don't say...
Yugapurkin? Okay. Okay, let's go to the next one. Tfilah Pratis B'chol. Now this is really the same theme. We're just continuing where we left off. B'likutei Ma Moharan. Okay, what you mentioned from the Breslov, of Nachman B'Breslov. Okay, exactly what you said. Kosa. Okay, we're going to this theme we mentioned before. Kosa, he writes, Ha'hisboididus Humayel Elyon. Okay, exactly what you mentioned. Hisboididus isolation Humayel Elyon V'gdel Mikol Mimin Akol. It's the best thing you can possibly do is to lock yourself up in a room and talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. T'hainu L'kvoy Loyal Kol Panim Shah. A person should designate a whole hour. Shah doesn't mean an hour, it means a moment, at least a certain period of time. Or Yosef Lispoide, Levada Be'ezacheder, or Besode, to go out into the field, to go out into a room, the Lefaresh, Sichasoi, Beinoi, Lebein, Koinoi, Betainos, Ve'amtiloos, Bedivri, Be'amamadlois, excuses, Bedivri, Chain, Veritsui, Upios, Levakesh, Ulhishanel, Melefne, Melefon of Yisporach. Now the Chavetz Chaim did this as well. We know the Chavetz Chaim was a very big fan of doing this, so you see that it's not Miyuchid only to Breslov. Sheyikrivu elav lavodaso be'emes, you ask Hashem, please help me serve you with tefillah, v'sicha zo yihei b'loshon shemidabrim bo. Rav Nachman says that you should do his spoydidus in the language that you are comfortable, not in Lashon, not necessarily Lashon Kodesh, tahaynu b'loshon Ashkenaz b'medina senu, he writes in German, and that's what he knew where he lived.
Yiddish.
Okay, Yiddish. Okay, German really is Yiddish. German really is a outgrowth of Yiddish. Real German, maybe. I don't know what. Kibulashon Hakodesh Kashlo Lefarish Kol Sichasa, because Lashon Hakodesh. He writes. This is a very fascinating insight. He writes that it's really difficult to speak in Lashon Hakodesh does not include all of the words that are needed to have a good conversation. It's true. Lashon Kodesh is a very limited vocabulary. There's a very limited vocabulary, and that's why modern Hebrew, the average person like me, picks up a Ma'ariv, Yediot Acharonos, Yosei Ne'mon. You have no clue what you're reading. No clue. Turn on the radio, go get out of the airplane, get out of the airport area, so get into a taxi, and the guy is listening to the radio. No clue what in the world the broadcaster is saying on the radio. Okay, I know someone that always has this debate. If Moshe Rabbeinu would come into Israel, would Moshe Rabbeinu be able to read a newspaper? Would Moshe Rabbeinu be able to understand what they're saying on the radio? So there are people, I know someone who's a very big expert in the Hebrew language, and he said to me many times, he believes absolutely yes. He believes modern Hebrew is just really a sophisticated outgrowth, and anyone that has a brilliant mind and knows the basic Lashon Kodesh, Rabbi Orlean from Avenue J. So anyone that has a brilliant mind and in modern Hebrew, really almost every word in modern Hebrew is rooted in the sherish of a word in Lashon Kodesh. It's just that culture has caused us to invent. They've added a lot of English words. They've transliterated. You have to know nach. Okay, but if your mind is sophisticated enough, you'll be able to very quickly pick it up. Very quickly, with knowing nothing other than Lashon Kodesh. Okay, modern Hebrew, you need a little English also, shtickle, but not all that much. They shy away from doing that. They shy away from taking English words and transforming them into Hebrew words, if they do.
Only the purists.
The big criticism that is called the academy. It's in the Hebrew expression, the academy for I don't know for, to coin new words in Eretz Yisrael.
In Israel, it's called the Baal
Hashem. No, it has word academy built it. It has word academy built it in the title of this institute, and they are in charge. Every year, they issue. They coin new words. They add new words to the dictionary because there are always new things.
In France, they have
the French. Okay. But most countries already finished. Most countries already. There's nothing really more to add. Okay.
Every few years.
How many words? Five, six words. Shrachamaisis. English is already done. There's very little to add. But Hebrew is still developing. It's still developing. It's a young country. In modern Hebrew is how old is modern Hebrew? Hebrew, 70 years old. It's not even 70 years old.
Ben Yehuda,
it's not. It's a new language. It's the most modern, most recent language. It's still in a state of development, slots. And there are certain words which have caught on because of slang. They're really English words which have been modified by people without even realizing. And then they want to come and invent. No, in the official Hebrew word to capture. So as I was saying. So what's very funny is that this institute that is in charge, it's made up of some very, very knowledgeable people in language. It's called the Academy of Hebrew Language. The problem is the word academy is not a Hebrew word. The whole institute that is created to create Hebrew words, they couldn't find a Hebrew word for their own institute. You have to borrow from the word academy. Academy is a Latin word. So it's very, very funny. It's really comical. Comical. Okay, let's go further. So Rav Nachman Mibreslov. Okay, so it's kedai to remember that Menachem Mibreslov, that was the originator. He was the one that founded, he was the one that invented this theme called Hisbaididus, which we're all familiar with, which has spread to all different branches of Judaism, this concept called Hisbaididus, which was invented by Rav Nachman Mibreslov. Maybe people have looked for him. And he says in Hisbaididus, you don't talk to Hashem in Hebrew. You talk to Hashem in the language that you think, whatever is your natural language. That's not a contradiction we mentioned above. What we mentioned above in the previous section is discussing the Nusach HaTzvila. For example, in Shema Koleinu, or let's say when you say Elokai Neshama, when you daven Shemona Esrei, and you want to add personal bakashas, when you want to embellish the Shemona Esrei with your own words, then in the previous section we've learned that you should be careful, you should make the best attempt to speak to Hashem at those times in Hebrew, in Lashon Kodesh. And in fact, there are Sidurim which have multiple tfilos that have been composed for very specific types of requests, for Shidduchim, for Parnasa, for health, and you can insert them in different parts of the tfilah. You have to know exactly where to put put them in, either before you say Yehiyu L'Ratzon at the end of Shemona Esrei, or in specific brachos, in Rifa'enu, Shmeya Tefillah, Baruch Aleinu. There are certainly, so there, when you Oimei Lefnei HaMelech in the Nusach HaTefillah, you should be careful to speak in Lashon Kodesh. But when you are engaging in his Hisbeididus, then he advises to speak in your natural language. Let's go further. Kibbalash is the second line on the top on the left side. Kibbalash HaKodesh Kashal L'Lufresh Kol Sichos, because they don't have enough words. In Lashon Kodesh, you're lacking the vocabulary that you need. Ki ein darko l'dabim Lashon HaKodesh, av l'Lashon HaAshkar, shem sapim b'dabim bo, call kal the kod of Yosef l'shaber libo, to pour out your heart, to break your heart. Ki alev nimshach b'kar of Yosef l'Lashon Ashkenaz, nachma shu murgul bo, because that's what you're thinking. L'Lashon Ashkenaz yachol l'farish kol sichose v'es kol asher im l'vovo yasiach, you shall speak v'yisaper l'fon of Yisparach, period. Hein charata u'seshuva al'ovar remorse for the past v'hein bakoshes tachanunim l'zchus l'haskar of Eilov Yisparach mehayim v'lahal for the future b'yemes k'chiyet canal. A person should engage frequently in his spididus. The hanhago zohu gidoilu b'malam ma'od ma'od is very, very valuable. V'uderech ha'etsa taiva ma'od l'skarei v'lov yisparach kizosi etsa kolos. Shekoileles ha'akol his spididus is a great thing. Ki al kol ma sheyichaser loy ba'avodas Hashem, o im hu rachok l'garmi mikol v'kol mi'avodoso yisparach al hakol yifareish sichaso vivakesh miito yisparach kanal. Afilu im l'pam nis tas min devarav. Sometimes you don't have what to say. You have writer's block, prayer block. Okay, this prayer block. Ve'ein yachol l'vtach piv l'daber l'fanav yisparach klal. That's also good. The fact that you recognize that you have to formulate something to say is also good. I'll pray to Hashem like Hashem Sifasai Tiftach Ufiya Geti Losacha. I ask you, Hashem, to please give me the words to properly speak. Pray to Hashem and he should give you the words to express yourself to Hashem. Shekam v'kam tzadikim gedol mufusamim sipu shaloi bol madregosam rak al yedei hahanaga zo. He writes that many of the gedolei Yisrael acknowledge they only reached a high, exalted level of spirituality through the midah of his boididus. The hamaskil yavin me'atzmai, a wise man will understand gadol malas hanhagazu, how great it is. Ha'oyle l'mala l'mala. Yet was the cause of Chavetz Chaim. Okay, as we mentioned before, he himself was a big advocate of his boididus. B'sifra machane Yisrael shem nafal adam b'shev, the person is in captivity. Al yipol libo, a person should not be upset. V'yoshev el Hashem, he should do tshuva v'yarbe lehispalel. U'v'zuchus ha'tfilo yinotzel, you will be saved. U'masik v'atfilo sheyispalel al inyin zeh. When you pray to Hashem, it's not only through Shemona Esrei, you can pray whenever you want. Says you can speak to Hashem in any language. You should have always two things when you speak to Hashem. Number one, okay, so the Chavetz Chaim is telling us to be like a chassid. Don't be like the Litvaks. When you dive into Hashem, it has to be with a burning heart. You can cry, even it's better. So Amul Chavetz Chaim is saying this. Chavetz Chaim is mamish. He's grabbing the midah of Chasidus. Kol hasharim ninalu chutz mishari dima shalay ninalu beishnal beis. What's the second midah? Sheichaven shetelech tefilas derech eretz Yisrael. Here it is, very fascinating thing that when a person prays to Hashem privately, your kavanah should be that my tefillah should enter Hashem's chamber through Eretz Yisrael. Your tefillah travels from America all the way to Eretz Yisrael. Derech Eretz Yisrael, Misham Ad Yushlam, Misham Lebeis HaKadosh HaKadoshim, Mekshegiya Vadai, Shiyasakim Vadai, Lo Soshev, Tivas Rekom. If when you daven, your kavan is that your tefillah should travel through the Mekoyim of the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Harabayis, he guaranteed that your tefillah will be accepted. Kein Kotz V'Chavetz Chaim Gam B'Sifrei B'Likuti Amorim, Kol HaTzoros HaBos Aleim L'Sheinu Nitzol Mehem, Ahim Emnei She'ein Anu Tzoykem, Ma'am B'Tefillah Ba'aleyem. All of the problems we have is because we don't daven hard enough. Kilu hispalalnu v'shafachnu siach l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If only we would pray and we put our hearts before the Shbrachu, v'ada yilo yoshuv tefilaseinu v'akoshoseinu reikam, our tefillos will not come back empty-handed. V'lo yistapek adam b'masha mispalal hashmon eshe shalosh pamim b'chol yom. It's not enough. Elo kama pamim b'yom tzach l'shbrach tefilas tefilos v'akoshos b'ena l'bein atzma k'shu b'esa m'amak liba. Basically, always have to have tefillah shagur b'fif. Okay, next shtickle. Tefillah pratis be'itzara b'lachash oy b'tzaka. B'machzik bracha uvikesher goydel, two different svarim, cause of hachida. Sheyesh lulmoid mitfilas chana. When chana pray, was she saying shmona esrei? Was she expressing herself in a private prayer? The pashtus is she was a private prayer. And chana, was she speaking loud or was she silent? She was silent. So he wants to say a very big chiddush. What?
She's also a female.
She's a female, but so what? But she from Chana we learn that when we daven Shemone Esrei, we should say Balachash. The call should not be heard. You only say it to yourself. So he wants to make the following suggestion. Cause of chiddush sheyesh lo min tefilas chana shegam tefila bepratis sheodam mispalol sheloi b'shas hanida. Ein lahashmiya kolay lahazna v'rei oy bepesachinayin. An incredible chiddush on the chiddah. Again, don't get carried away. We don't accept this unless lahalacha. There are different types of tefillas. Let's clarify. Psukei de zimra. Psukei de zimra is not tefila. Psukei de zimra primarily is to give praise to Hashem. So you can say that out loud. Even though when you say psukei de zimra, you're also thinking about your needs. We all know that. And there's nothing wrong with that. But the primary focus of psukei de zimra is to praise Hashem. So you can praise Hashem out loud. Birchos kriyas shma. They're primarily blessings. They're not prayers. You can be mechaveh. There are certain expressions where we make a request, but the focus is to make a bracha. We're now about to recite kriyas shma. So on kriyas shma, we recite two brachas before and one bracha afterwards. So there's no question these things can be said out loud. But then there are certain private prayers. Okay, you can take out a good siddur. They publish siddurim where there's a collection of private prayers. Yirotzayim l'lefanach Hashem l'kein where I need a shirach. I need parnasa. I need refuah. All of these various tefillahs, personal tefillahs. Is it proper when you mispal private tefillahs to say them out loud, or should they be said silently? So the chiddush is mechadesh that when you express yourself with private tefillahs, again, not psukei de zimra, not birchas kriyas shma, not praise, but tefillah outside of Shemona Esrei also should be said belachash.
Where
you say wherever you want, you could say it in shul, you could say it at home. When you daven mincha b'yichidus at home, chas v'shalom. But a person has to daven mincha b'yichidus at home. Do you daven Shemone Esrei out loud or you daven Shemone Esrei belachash, like you daven in shul? Belachash. So just like no, but still, what's the proper way? It's still the proper way is you do it belachash. You still do belachash no matter what. That's the tzur of tefillah. The tzur of tefillah is your lips move, you hear, your own ears hear it, but you don't say it loud enough. That's someone else. We learned that from Chana. Chana didn't daven Shemona Esrei. Chana was praying.
Good morning.
Chana was giving forth a private prayer. Therefore, it's no different. Bizman Hazed Chidah says that when you pray privately, you should say, you should do it belachash. It's a very big chiddush. I don't think the average person is aware of this. That's the proper way a private prayer should be said according to the chiddush. However, you don't have to worry because Amnam, there's always another side to the story. Amnam the big day sheish hikshe shebezoyer hakadosh kasav sheadarabah bizman tsarak yishem espal tefila betratis yesh lo espal bekol. Ubiaroi shemitam ze tama aleha Eli. Eli was in shock. Why is Chana praying quietly? Madua mispalelas belachash v'meishu yoda shehi be'et sara. V'chvar heru gam b'yifei lev, v'tzin shekach muru gam b'beis elokim b'mabit, shekosav ki atilas v'hasaduros v'chol yom shelo be'et sara, hu she'ein royal amram b'kol. So he says in the fast and chiddush, only the tfilos that are the standard tfilos, which are not miyuchid for an eis tzara, they are the ones that are said quietly. But rachmona litzlon at an eis tzara, when you have a specific need and you mispal to Hashem, those tfilos, the proper way, should be said loud. Kevin shu yochel chavim lachash, you can be mechavim lachash. Avol atzulos she mispal in eis hatzar, hatzar v'hatzar, I efshar she yispalel oisam ha'odam benachas mitzad tzar. If you're going to say it quietly, you're not going to have the proper feeling. So he says just the opposite. A prayer that you say every single day, that type of prayer, you're able to have kavana when you say it quietly. But a prayer that you don't say every single day, you're only saying at a time of tzad, the only way you can probably bring yourself to a degree of kavana is only to say it loud where you can hear yourself. The chain.
She was a woman.
So what? It doesn't make a difference. Just because you're a woman, it doesn't make a difference. Tznius. No, it doesn't make a difference. A woman and a man are the same when it comes. No. There's no difference when it comes to the Koyach HaTfilah. There's no difference between a man and a woman. Next. V'chein ha'isa tfilas ma'ishal dvar ha'tzardim. Let us study some examples. Moshe Rabbeinu. When it came to the tzardim, Moshe said, when I leave this day, I'm going to cross scream. Ki kishamar lo paro ha'tiru el Hashem. V'eshlu this was going to be the clincher. El Hashem. He spoke loudly. So it's explicit that when Moshe Rabbeinu was being mispalel at an eis tzara, at a one-time moment, it was done b'tzaka, and the definition of tzaka is loud. Therefore, l'chein kol tzaka she'tzaka b'nei Yisrael l'Hashem he be'eis tzarasim shelo l'chol yucham l'chavim l'astaitim ki b'haramas kol v'chein b'tfilas Ezra. Another example, Ezra ha'sofer, ro'at tzara k'roiva mi'yetza hara shel avodah zara, when he went and he wanted to remove the avodah zara, the yetza hara from avodah zara, uvik sh'rachamim she'yimsar b'yadam l'chein tzara Aku b'kol gadol, Ezra prayed loud. V'chein kol zaka v'tzaka shebetehillam hi v'etzara ki ein leiv adam pani l'cham v'tila im leiv b'kol ram b'meruus nafsha v'hari k'mi she'en yishen yachol l'cham v'lach hashem espal b'kol ram v'en l'vein atzmai v'chein kasa v'arba sh'shem l'hodos v'yizaku. Another example, they cried out el Hashem b'tzar lohem mi mitzuko sehem yoshiyem, from their distress Hashem saves them. Kigam shehein merimim kol b'tzaka mitzad shubeit tzaru hu yisbrach moshiyam k'enaka gam hayayveitz shebetila al kol tzara shlotovi levamis l'shron es. Okay, so bottom line is we have a machlokes between the chida and the big day sheish and others, is that everyone agrees that when you mispalel the tefillah shmoyne esrei, it's done belachash. Because we do it three times a day, every single day, we have developed a unique skill. We're able to have proper kavana even when we say it quietly. But when a person, rachmana litzlan, has to daven in a tefillah, the eis tzara, a unique type of tefillah, here is the point of disagreement. The chida says, follow the pattern. The pattern is tefillah, the tzur of tefillah is quiet. The others, poskim say, it's not mashma than chazal. Look at Gobin of Chumash. We always find tzaka at a time of tzara. And the definition of tzaka means loud. Loud, and adarab, if you're not going to do it loud, you're not going to be able to be mechaving a tefillah that you only do occasionally. Okay, next, you know, this is a very fascinating topic. The next topic is, let's say you go to shul, and someone's davening, the minyan's already over, and someone now came late and he's davening Shmoneh Esrei. and he is doing something shalokin, and he's davening Shemon Esrei a little bit too loud, and you can hear him recite every single bracha. Should you answer Amen to the bracha, a private chazer sashat, is he getting? Alright, davening is over, and someone is davening a Shemona Esrei, Beinu Lebein Atzman, you can overhear him, he's with an earshot, and you want to, should you answer Amen to his brachas? Why would you say you should not?
He'll get embarrassed.
Well, let's say he's not embarrassed. He's doing something Shaloi Kedin. He is violating Shulchan Aruch. And Shulchan Aruch, it says that when you daven Shemona Esrei, you should daven in a tone, a volume where other people cannot hear you. So being that he's doing something that is Shaloi Kehalacha, you should not help him. We should not encourage him by answering Amen to his brachas.
Is it proper to tell him to be quiet?
Yes, after Shemona Esrei is over. After he finishes, you tell him that the proper way you sit down with him, and you open up the Shulchan Aruch, and you say the proper way to daven Shemona Esrei is Belachash. That's the halacha. Nothing to be insulted about. That's the halacha. But in the meantime, no, that's brachos. The gezun, you can say all the brachos you want. That's brachos in the morning. That's Birchas HaShachar. But privately, and Birchas HaShachar. Absolutely. But the tefillah of Shemona Esrei, Chazal have instituted that it be said Belachash. If a person is violating the halacha and is not saying the Belachash, is by answering Amen to his brachas, to some degree you're encouraging him. So what is the halacha? So this, of course, as you can bet, is a machlokes. Everything is a machlokes. Let's see. That's a very fascinating topic. Let's see what it says. Anias Amen al birchas. Gets away to the Hagoyin Rabbi Shlomo Kluga. B'sefer Chochma Shloimei, don im yesh la'anes amein achar birchoisov shel misha mispalol tefila shmon esrei shel lachash u'mashmiya kolik tzas ad sha'oimeid b'tzidei shmeir birchosai. Someone is davening a loud shmon esrei, private loud shmon esrei, should you answer? So b'mishmer shalom, so he doesn't give an answer, he just presents two sides of the coin. So here we have another sefer which gives us some of the svaras. He doesn't, it seems like he doesn't. He just is mafalpa, he does not come to a conclusion. That's what he said. I didn't look it up, so I don't know, but that's what it seems. He doesn't come to a conclusion. That's what he says. He quotes over here the Mishmer Shalom. Okay, what does he say over here? Nistad the Gamkin, but they also had the same dilemma. Because of me, right? Shekevin Sheta Konachisal Bespal Balacha, Shuvazar Kodesh Nir Shavakolam Einatil Nishmas Domala. Something even more shocking. The Zoyer HaKodesh writes, if you daven Shemona Esrei loud, you're wasting your time. It's not going to be heard in heaven. I didn't make this up. That's what it says here. So therefore, the person, other rabbi, it's not even a tefillah. The kevan she'enoi oisa ket hakonas chazal alpi nigla v'nister. You're not following what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Not in the nigla, not in the nister. Shulchan Aruch lecha'ora ein lanas amen. So it seems that it's not the right thing. Don't answer amen. Don't encourage him. You're encouraging a person that's doing something wrong. Ein lanas amen achar birchosav ulamaisa kosav. However, he concludes she'yitochen she'yoyse tov lechas misham. Best thing is don't put yourself in a bad situation, because it's not right. You're hearing a bracha and you're not answering amen. So you got a problem for yourself. I'm not going to answer amen. On the other hand, by answering amen, you're encouraging him to do an avera. So you are in a no-win situation. No, it's the same thing. It's a long answer you gave, but that's not lemaisa kasam. So the best thing is to remove yourself from that location. Well, lemaisa kasam sheitochen sheyosetov lechas misham kadesh lo says he misavik af ach in muchrach lamoid sham. He does conclude if you have no choice, the better thing to do is indeed to answer amen yan amen. Okay, so he paskins that b'diyeva the answer amen. Gam b'shut yogel yakov don b'shelu zuvedona v'daito al yisoy divrei. It's not so terrible to say the Shemona Esrei a little bit loud. Okay, that's not the end of the world. In fact, on the Yom Noroim, what is the halacha? That during the Yomim Noroim, then you have Rishus. During the whole year, you're not allowed to raise your voice during your private Shemona Esrei because you're going to disturb other people. Other people are reciting it. it by heart, and even a small little sound will cause them to get confused. But on Rosh Hashanah, when everyone davens Shema Siddur, so then no one's going to get confused because they have the words in front of them in a machzor. So then the halach is you are allowed to raise your voice slightly when you recite your private Shemone Esrei. What do we learn from that halacha? That it's not so terrible if you raise your voice slightly when you recite the Shemone Esrei. Since we do find that you are allowed to raise your voice slightly, therefore that automatically means that someone will hear what you say. If someone will hear what you say, so therefore you're not doing shleik halacha. If you're not doing shleik halacha, the people are allowed to answer. That sounds the question. He paskins, you are allowed to answer amen to someone else's recital of a private shemon esher. L'chein yesh lames achrav amen. The rak. That if you're in the middle of saying Pesukei de Zimra, so Pesukei de Zimra, it's very questionable if you're allowed to answer Amen to a person's bracha. Sometimes yes, sometimes not. It depends where you're holding in Pesukei de Zimra, between Perek leperek, beemsa Perek, between Pesukim. So this will be Machriya. That if a person is reciting his private Shemona Esrei, which really should not be said out loud, so this type of amen should not be said in Pesukei de Zimra. Next, b'sefer Matei Ephraim be'elef hamogein. Now that's the comments in Rosh Hashanah. He wrote on Matei Ephraim was only on Rosh Hashanah. Kasa v'shmei mechaver siyam abrocha shel tefilas halacha sheyesh sadek imyana amen achav. Same exact shaila. Kevin she'enu mespal kitikin chazal, the same shaila. If a person is saying Shemona Esrei out loud, there's a big suffix lahalacha sheyens amen. Therefore, what does he say? Same thing we said before. Lechatchila shtoiv, the best thing is to distance yourself from that location. Lecharchik shalom l'shmaya mechaveroi siyam habarachos. V'yam muchach lam, which we have no choice going to you have no choice. You're locked in. You're trapped. I can't walk out of shul because everyone is standing here and I'm not going to walk in front of them. So then he paskins, you should answer on me. That's his psak. So he's only discussing here the Matei Ephraim, which only was written on the laws of Shulchan Aruch of Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. So he's describing over here Atchilu Malach Hashem Rosh Hashanah, and in Rosh Hashanah we mentioned a few moments ago that you are allowed to raise your voice. You are mutu lashmiya kol b'tfilosu k'mashchas b'Shulchan Aruch yano achar v'amin. So he's saying on Rosh Hashanah you are being mispalel k'tikun chacham. That's the difference we explained before. That on Rosh Hashanah, it is ketikun chachamim to raise your voice slightly when you recite the private Shemon Esrei.
Matei Ephraim is only talking about Rosh Hashanah.
Right, right.
Well, in the beginning, he's talking about the
general.
He's talking about the rest of the beginning.
I guess he's mentioning this, grouping it together. Yeah, mentioning it together. But on Rosh Hashanah, when you're allowed to, then there's no question you are allowed to answer Amen. V'chein hiski misefer be'ayder ber Yehuda mashma shebeshoymos Hashanah ein. So it's mashma nechanam. Only on Rosh Hashanah when you're allowed to. So, but during the rest of the year, when you're allowed to. So you're doing a shlitin chachamim. So then you should not answer amen. Vaita. Uveshut shevet halevi rav rozna zechatzal levracha. Mishal. Gam came with them because of the didi had of a posture. He wrote paskin she'ein la'anois amen acharaf. Hear what he says. Aser. Out loud, so someone can answer amen. But when you're davening a private Shemona Esrei, you're shy. It's shaloi kedin to raise your voice. Lashmiya kolo ein anos. Therefore, the people that are listening should not answer amen. If he does shaloi kedin, so you do not encourage him. El sheyesh l'stabik tzas b'mishu mispal b'beisu mispal b'kol ram kedei lulamed es b'nei beisu shal divrei hayusham v'apoyskim mutu l'nakein. But there are exceptions. There are times when you are allowed to daven a Shemona Esrei out loud. If you're teaching children, if you're teaching the b'nei beisu, you want to teach them the mishachat hilchos. Therefore, so in that situation, you're doing kechazal. You're doing the right thing. So since you're doing the right thing, then and of course, in Yanuam and Achav Yesh Tzodim Lekan Lekan and Nechlam Yenechlam, there's a tzad until you should answer Amen. Okay, last paragraph before we'll stop.
Children, it's not going to work. They answer Amen, the kids are
kids are
going to
answer.
They're going to copy whatever you say. Okay, what it means, if you sing the Shemoneh Esrei out loud for a good reason, where Chazal would say it's permitted, so then if someone happens to be listening, they can answer on it.
But they do it with Rishus. Somebody asked Rishus, they wanted to have a Miss Kedisha. Every day it happens, right?
What?
People want to make a
No, that's not Davening Belachash. You do a short Shemoneh Esrei, that's the way it's supposed to be done. So of course he answers, like a Chazor Sashat, so to speak, of course. Chazor Sashat, of course he answers Amen. If you're doing, we discussed, there are different ways to a Hecha Kedusha. There are different ways. So then, of course, then you're doing, we're doing over here in a situation where you're doing it Shalakit. Okay, one more paragraph. We should be Tzela Chachma Kasav Shemikom Akam Yepasha Shekol Mi Shekol Zeb Yachin Amispal Mispalel B'tzibur Mashmir Koyla Gitzatz. Aval, he says, Yachid Hamispalel Yudches Le'atzmo B'yichidus U'mashmir Koyla Me'at Afilu Harbe Choyva La'anois Omein Achar B'chaysov Kevan Shemroitze La'agbiya Koyla This, if a person is davening privately at home, the halacha is you are permitted to daven the Shemoneh Esrei out loud. Right. Not that it's ideal, because the ikar way to daven Shemoneh Esrei is always to be silent, but you are permitted. So since you have a permission to daven the Shemoneh Esrei out loud, you're doing nothing wrong. And the rule of thumb is, if you're doing nothing wrong, then the person listening is permitted to answer Amen. It's only a shiloh when you're in the Beis HaKnesses, and it's the Tefillah B'Lachash, and everyone is davening Shemoneh Esrei. So then you're supposed to be completely quiet. You're not supposed to raise your voice. And here... Okay, I have to look up Shulchan Aruch. Maybe you're right. I have to know what it means there. I don't know. Maybe you're right. You have to look up what it says in Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah. But the shail is only when it's been done Shaloi Kedin. So that is the bottom line. The common theme, the theme that you take out of all of these paragraphs is that the litmus test to determine, the determining factor, if you're allowed to answer Amen to a person's brachos of a private Shemoneh Esrei is the person reciting the brachos out loud, is he doing kedin or is he doing shaloi kedin? If it's b'yechidus, he's doing a kedin. If it's Rosh Hashanah, he's doing a kedin. If there's a good reason, it's kedin. If he's doing a kedin, then you are allowed and mechuyev to answer amen.
Yeah, your wife davening allowed in the house. So.
Yeah, it's kedin. It's kedin. Then it's kedin. Then it's kedin. But if the person that's saying the Shemoneh Esrei is doing shaloi kedin, when is the classic case shaloi kedin? It's not Rosh Hashanah. It's in the Beis HaKnesses at the time of Tefillah B'Lachash. What business do you have disturbing everyone else in shul with your loud Shemoneh? You hear this sometimes. You hear people, they go and they daven loud. It's not right. It's Neshalai Kedin. And therefore, then in Echnami, even though you have already finished your davening or your first beginning of davening, it's then in Echnami, we have many studdim to say the ideal thing, L'chol Hadeis, is to distance yourself from that location, not to enter into the Shaila. Because it can be an Amen Yisayim. If you're not allowed to answer Amen, you're just saying Amen for no reason whatsoever, that's a very serious matter.
Part of the problem is that when you're answering Amen, sometimes you're allowed, sometimes you're allowed, perhaps you're your jewel and somebody else
down beside you,
be
mopsic
if you're in
Saramane,
if you don't,
you know. Be mopsic, I'll be mopsic.